Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam. I am so pleased to see everyone in the queue today. Once more, if you're calling in today to have your question answered, we are going to be taking callers with questions on any topic in their life today. We also want to state, for those of you wanting your question answered, you're going to push the number 1 on your touch tone phone, as this will raise your hand in the queue and let me know that you want to be taken live and on air. Also, as we take callers today, we're going to be doing something a little bit new, and that is actually asking you a single question. It's going to be a question based upon the topic of the day. So today we're going to give it a try, and we're going to go ahead and do that. Remember, services provided here, we are just taking one question per caller, one-part questions only, please. This ensures that we're able to get to everyone possible when need be. If you have been taken live and on air, or after you have been taken live and on air, you're once more going to push the number 1 on your touch tone phone. This will de-raise your hand from the queue and allow me to understand you've already been taken on air, or you don't need to be. Okay? So now the question of today is going to be, how can you show yourself love and unconditional love at that? And do you love yourself? So basically, do you love yourself? And what kind of way can you show yourself that? And now, that's a two-part question, for example. And the topic today came up because today is a special day in the universe. Today, I got motivated to talk about this today because there's a lot of people out there that forget to love themselves unconditionally, that forget that their opinion is the one that holds the most weight about themselves in their world and in their lives. And that's true for everyone. We need to stop looking at the opinions of others and how that affects us and what that says about our self-worth, because ultimately our self-worth is something we view about ourselves, not something that somebody else views about us. And when we lack that in our lives, when we lack that, we look for that happiness, we look for that love externally everywhere we go, and we forget we cannot manifest love into our lives until we can first love ourselves. So we're going to go ahead and begin shortly. Just a brief announcement for anybody looking for private sessions after the show, or, you know, at any other time would like to schedule a private session. You can go over to my website at howpsychic.com. I'm going to go ahead and play the reel for that now. Sorry about that, everyone. We got disconnected there for a minute as I was about to bring on the first caller. All right, so we're going to go ahead and take our first caller now. Once more, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is your host, Reverend Adam. First caller of the day is area code 347. First three digits are 463. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend. My name is Tamika, and I'm calling from New York. And I'm just really struggling right now in my personal life as far as where I'm living and also with love. But just wanted to know if you saw any of that changing anytime soon, because I'm really having a hard day on an everyday basis just getting through each day. It's just really coming down on me, like, really, really hard, and I don't know why, but it's starting to really get unbearable.
Yeah.
I'm lonely, and I also would like to move. So it's like love and where I am is just really eating, like, brain.
I understand. So it's only one question per caller on the show. So what we're going to do is we're going to look into the love life for you. And anything else I might feel, I'll go ahead and share with you. Just give me one moment to tune in for your situation. You said your name was Tanika?
Yeah.
Okay, great. One moment, please. Okay, Tanika, I do see a lot of pain here. I see a lot of struggle in your deep past, and I'm feeling like that struggle is coming to an end. But you have to be able to get yourself out of this place where you're looking for the other shoe to drop all the time, okay? Yes, you've been hurt plenty of times before. Yes, you've been in very awkward situations. And you've been in situations where your kindness, your gentleness has been taken advantage of plenty of times over. So, of course, you're going to feel somewhat guarded. You're going to be feeling like, okay, when's the other shoe going to drop? What else is going to happen that's bad? And am I going to find someone again, get attached, and then not work out? You know, I'm feeling like this is a momentum, okay, that you have built up and that has been built up around you, and you're just feeding that momentum, that energy. And the reason I say that is because when we look for the other shoe to drop, when we look for that negative to happen, we're manifesting it, we're giving it more power to happen, okay? Now, the true answer here romantically for you is that there is something happening for you in October, like late October, okay? So this is a positive. There's something very good coming in. It's going to be a little bit higher vibration, which means that the quality of that person coming into your life is going to be a lot better. But you have to come to this place where you trust it, okay? If you don't trust it and you're projecting that energy of distrust, then it's not going to work out. I'm feeling that the person coming in has potential for you and them to really work out on the long term, on the permanent, okay? I'm seeing this love and this mutual bond that's equally efforts coming from equally on both sides, okay? So you have to trust that you're going to find that's going to come to you, okay? I'm just feeling like the rest of your life is starting to unfold for the better. We're getting a couple of weeks here before you really start seeing some positive movement. But right now, it's about you coming into this term with yourself and mastering yourself and mastering your confidence. Remember, what others have done to you is not a statement about your lack or of self-worth or your lack of value. It's really a statement of theirs. Okay, that there's something in them that needs to be healed, that there's something in them that was off, okay? But what you do need to do is raise that vibration that you're vibrating at, so that way what is manifested into your life is on a higher vibrational frequency, all right?
Yeah, I feel like where I'm living is like eating me alive. Like, I live in New York, and something just keeps telling me I need to leave and move to Florida. I don't know if it's possible. I don't know if it's the answer, but I feel like I'm dying unless I do that.
Yes, and you can move to Florida, hun, and that can be very successful for you. What I want you to do, though, is view what you can do. Focus on what you can do right now, not what you cannot do. Because if we always focus on what we can't do, we're not going to get anywhere because we can't do it. Okay, so I want you to explain to me a little bit on the air as to exactly what difficulty you're having at the moment.
It's like the people here, I can't take their personalities anymore. I feel like people are so mean and abrasive, and I used to be able to brush it off and bounce it off so much when I was younger, and now it's like I'm a cup that's full, and I can't take the energy anymore of the mean people and the abrasive people in New York and in this environment anymore. And where I live, I just live like in a very disarrayed, cluttered room with like the last like 18 years of my life stuffed into one room that really should be spread out in like an apartment, because I had to move back home at one point in my life. And my house is not a happy house. It has a lot of unhappy memories. So I come home to disarray, and I go out and have to deal with the chaos of New York and the New York personalities. I just feel like I can't take it anymore. I have work. Everyone's miserable. The people you meet are inconsiderate and miserable, have their anger issues.
Yeah.
And it's just I feel like I'm too sensitive for it anymore. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
I feel like
okay.
I can't handle it anymore up here, and it's killing me.
Yeah. Because you're coming from that place right now where you're looking at everything that's surrounding you. And it's there because you're trying to transform, and everybody around you, everybody that you're surrounded by, is challenging you because they have no sense of others. They have no sense of caring for others. They have only senses for themselves. It's a you know, the survival of the fittest where you are. And this means that you're a beacon of light amongst the darkness, okay? That you have to overcome how you allow other people's actions to affect you. Because ultimately their actions, what they say or do, is their responsibility, but how you allow it to affect you is your own. Look beyond the struggle, and you will see the peace. So I send you many blessings for your journey ahead, but we do have other callers in the queue, and I know you will survive. I know you will thrive. But look at what you can do right now, not what you can't do. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, so we're going to go ahead and move on to our next caller now. Anybody that's already been taken live and on air, I'm going to ask you to push the number 1 on your touch tone phone. If you have not already done so and you want your question answered, you're also going to push the number 1 on your touch tone phone. Our next caller today is area code 510. First 3 digits are 707. Hello, caller. You are now live on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. My name is Tasha, and I'm calling from California. And my question is, I want to know, do you see me being approved for SSI?
Okay, one moment, please. I do see you getting approved for SSI. Now, how many times have you been denied already?
So far, I've been denied once.
Okay, you're going to be denied once more, then on the third try, you will get approved.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to ask, because I forgot to do this with the first caller, what is it, because we have a question for everybody today, do you love yourself, and how can you show yourself that love?
Yes, I do love myself, and by living every day, that's all I can do.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. One of the suggestions that I make to people is showing themselves that love every day. Some people do it through affirmations. Some people do it through treating themselves as something that they really enjoy. Okay?
I do it through prayer.
Yes. Prayer is wonderful too. You know, God lives within us and he's not just external. So, you know, prayer is a wonderful tool, especially when it's done with passion. If a person prays without passion, there is no power behind the prayer.
Right.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We're going to bring on our next caller here momentarily. Once more, if you've already been taken live and on air, we're going to ask you to please push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone. If you have not been taken live and on air and you have not pushed the number 1 already and you would like your question answered, you're also going to push the number 1. All right, let's see here. I need to figure out who our next caller is. Next caller is going to be area code 917721. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go ahead and
hello, Rev. My name is Crystal. I'm calling from New York. And my question is, I'm looking for new job opportunities. Do you see any maybe office job coming up for me in the near future?
Okay. Actually, I am getting next month around the 16th, the 14th to the 16th. Okay. So they're correcting me. It's anywhere between the 14th and the 16th of next month. What you gain in work will be positive. It will pay you what you are looking for, but it's not going to be over that just yet. Okay, so it's like you're not going to be entirely happy with the pay, but you're not going to be too disappointed either. So it's going to be right around that mid-range for you. And it's going to be positive because I see you growing in it. I see you doing well and getting a lot of raises and promotions. But remember, this job coming up is only temporary. You have a business that lays within you. You have a passion, a vision that lies within you. You need to find that and you need to pursue it because that is going to be your true career.
Okay. Understood. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Well, thank you for calling in. And I'm going to ask you the same question today. Do you love you? And how can you show yourself?
I do love me, but to be honest, not 100%. There's just, you know, minor stuff. I wish I, you know, maybe lose more weight or, you know, just like minor physical appearance stuff. But I do love myself.
Average,
not to,
okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not to let others hurt me. Intentionally, so I know when to walk away and put me, you know.
Mm-hmm. So how can you show you that you love yourself?
I guess by taking better care of my needs, you know, maybe do more physically and compliment myself more often, you know, tell myself I look good and you got it, you know, you go girl, and you just like...
Wonderful.
Motivate myself, so, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Another way that we can show ourselves that love is not only taking care of our external needs, but also working on our internal needs, healing traumas and triggers, things that trigger us, things that set us off. Healing these issues, healing where they come from is also very important and a part of showing ourselves that love for ourselves. One way that we can do this is through inner child meditation. We all may grow up and become adults, but there's always that child within us that's still trying to heal, that's still trying to get attention, okay? And that child never goes away because we all have a childhood. We all grow up at some point, you know, from a child. So there's always that inner child there, and there's a good side to it, and there's a bad side. And when we neglect that inner child, we're really neglecting ourselves. But remember, who you are and your value should never be based upon the way you look, what kind of weight you have. it should be based upon the person you decide to be.
Okay. You're absolutely correct. Yes.
Wonderful. Definitely. Thank you for calling in.
God bless you. Thank you. Okay, good night.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go to our next caller now in just a moment. Once more, please visit the website at howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. Once more, that is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. I believe this is our next caller here, area code 775-762. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Thank you very much, Reverend. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, and I love your question for your callers, and I thought about it very, very carefully.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
If I may tell you how I love myself, I have an increased awareness purposely of how people are treating me in interactions, and my expectation of is to be treated with dignity and respect, because I certainly generate that immediately.
Yes. Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. And I see here that you're a go-getter. I see that you really like to claim what you're supposed to have in your life, but sometimes you're a little bit blocked because there's just certain things that are outside of your own capability. And that's okay, because what you need is now going to be provided. And it has always been provided when that last moment comes. It's kind of very annoying how it works for you. But it's that very last moment that it comes in. And it's like, why couldn't I have this sooner so I can freaking breathe?
Yes, I understand. And my question, Reverend, is... I'm going through a lot right now. I have an injury attorney. I also have a bankruptcy attorney. The bankruptcy had to be delayed, and I spoke with my current bankruptcy attorney, and God bless his soul, he is not well, so he cannot represent me. However, when I called his phone number yesterday, there were two attorneys that he was referring to, and I happened to call that number, and I spoke to his secretary and, by chance, to the attorney, and wow, I really like the vibe that I got from each of them, and but they're too far away from me to go to their office. However, my understanding is that the attorney could meet me for consultation, et cetera, in the local courthouse building downtown, and I can get there by paratransit. So my attorney was so kind to me that I currently have. He actually agreed to refund everything I've paid him, and he's going to ask this woman attorney. Her name is Mary Ellen, and her secretary's name is Janelle. And I feel a real good rapport, and I feel safe.
We've got an affirmative on that one. Go on.
So I just want to feel, he's going to ask her if she will agree to the same price. And if so, then he will just forward the money I paid to him over to her. But I also want to have this turn out very successfully for my Chapter 7.
Yes, I understand. I'm going to tell you right now, it is going to turn out successfully. And the one true message answer to your question today is divine alignment. Okay. Do you understand what that means?
Oh, yes. By divine right. Yes. And you know why you say that, I think, Reverend, forgive me, is because I called that number yesterday and I spoke to his secretary, and then I called back and I spoke to the attorney herself, and she's been practicing over 20 years, but for an attorney's office, there's a lot of kindness here. And so I don't know if she'll do it for the same price, because will she do it for the same price?
Like I said, divine alignment. That covers all of it, honey.
Wow. Okay.
I'm trusting in this, and so should you.
Okay. I am. I know you're extremely psychic and very very wonderful person, so it's a privilege to speak with you.
And, well, and you as well.
And I understand your language. I do.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So,
yeah, well,
I sense
a coworker here, not necessarily a client, but a coworker. So, I'm using Shop Talk to really help give you that answer right now.
Shop Talk?
I call it Shop Talk. It's basically the stuff that your average clientele won't understand. Okay, but what I'm trying to tell you, and I'm not trying to say that our normal clientele is going to be stupid or, what I'm saying is that we use certain terminology that other people may not quite grasp just yet.
Oh,
now,
yes.
When I say divine alignment, okay, you know what this term means. You've basically been in spirituality now for several years. Okay, and that's being conservative with that statement. But what I want you to understand right now is that your abilities to read yourself, to understand what's going on in your life, have really kicked in. Where you know as well as I do, anybody gifted, it's hard for us to read ourselves versus other people. Okay. I want you to know right now, you need to trust in this process because this is a process happening by divine alignment, okay? Meaning everything that is happening right now is meant to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you are reading me, Reverend, because I am 67. However, I have been in tune and in touch since I was pretty young. I think I became aware maybe around 12 years old. And I watch my conversations with the general public because they would not understand. So I have a better conversation with you, more deep than I would with other people. And so you and I speak on a different level than I may speak to somebody because of reactions that I may have received in the past. And I feel good about this, and I do not think it was by chance that I spoke to the attorney and the secretary yesterday.
Right.
I feel such a strong sense of rightness about this.
So we need to just feel that through, okay? You know, don't worry about where the boat's going. Just focus on the journey.
Oh, I love how you said that. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, God bless you. And I'm going to press number one per your instructions.
You as well. Thank
and
you.
I will listen for the rest of the show. But I know sometimes you might come back to somebody. And, you know, if I'm prepared.
Yeah, occasionally. So if we get that time, I will make sure I bring you back.
Oh, you have a healing effect on me. May God bless you.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless.
And to you as well. Now, for those of you tuning in and listening today, what I refer to as Shop Talk is basically the technical language of the spiritual arts. And when I talk about divine alignment, I really want to take this as an opportunity to educate those of you that don't know, because you're all here to learn, to grow, to experience, okay? So when we talk about divine alignment, we're talking about the divine right, the divine energy of manifestation. What we send out with our thoughts is what we attract back towards us. Also, we're talking about divine karma here. Now, karma is what we put out towards others and what we do for others and what we do for the general well-being of everything, okay, is what comes back to us. Now, if we do negative energy to people or to situations, we're only going to receive negative back. But if we do positive, we're going to receive that positive back. And when we do so much positive, for example, and we come in with such positive energy, and then we don't have so much positive stuff come back to us, sometimes it comes in the form of a divine alignment, which is when it all kind of unfolds at one given time or timeline. And what can happen is doorways we've been waiting on, blockages that were there are being removed, opportunities that we need just start coming and flooding in. Because a lot of times you have a lot of light out there. You have a lot of good out there that people do, and they don't receive that positivity back. They don't receive that good karma back right away, because a part of their path is struggle, and that struggle teaches them something, just as any situation has something to be learned, okay? So this is what we really mean here by divine alignment. But we're going to go to our next caller now. Just once more, for a private session, please visit howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com. Next caller today is area code 860836, are your first three numbers. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller by area code 860. First three digits are 836. You are now live and on air. And it looks like we may have lost this caller. I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute here. There we go. All right, we're going to try our next caller. Next caller is area code 520. First three digits are 234. Hello, caller.
Hey, hello.
You are now live and on air. Hello?
Hello. Hi, I'm
Hi.
Here. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Yes, no problem. How can I help you today? What's your question today?
Is it going to clear up at my office? I had someone yell at me on my first day there, and I had to call the boss. So try and get
that
resolved.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Let me see here. All right. I need your name and where you're calling from, please.
Lisa in Arizona.
Hmm. Yep, it's going to blow over. Don't even worry about it. I feel this reflects more badly on the other individual than it does you. Now, usually on your first day, it would be kind of the opposite way around, but I'm feeling the energy is trying to keep you there, so I feel like this is going to blow over.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great – oh, let me ask you today's question, by the way. It's a new thing we're doing. Do you love yourself, and how can you show yourself that every day?
Well – when that person yelled at me, I said to them, "You yelled at me."
Right,
and then
right.
They said, "Yes, I did." And so then I went home and after work and I called the bus. So I take care of myself. I love myself because I take care of myself. Try to anyway.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, great
and
example.
Yeah, I've never been brought back on when you're looking to recycle somebody online, so I have high hopes that maybe I might be considered.
I understand. Well, we only really do that when we're out of callers, but, you know, if you stay on air and you stay with the called in there in the queue somewhere, even if your hand is not raised, if I'm out of callers, I may come back to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to once more go ahead and say, if you've been taken live and on air already, please push the number 1 on your touch tone phone. If you have not already done so to raise your hand for your question, also push the number 1 on your touch tone phone. Next caller today is going to be area code 808-855. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I am Bhavana, and I live in Hawaii.
Yes, hello there. Welcome, welcome. May I ask you what your heritage is?
I am from India. We came to America when I was 1 year old.
Wonderful. Hindu?
Yes.
Jai Shri Krishna.
Oh, thank you. Om Shanti. Namaste to you.
Namaste. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm getting just a lot closer with my boyfriend, and we're talking about more serious things like living together and having children, and I just want to know where the momentum of all of this is going, and does it seem like it's a really a gel and a synergy for steering our lives together?
Yeah. You know, the message that as you're talking straight from Bhagwan behind me in my mind, dear, is, hey, trust this. We brought this together. It's working. Lakshmi and Parvati are in agreement here. We believe that this situation was driven to you, okay? We believe that there is a divinity behind this. We also see a little bit of a lack of communication. So we feel like there needs to be work on that, which will happen here, obviously. But we feel that this is very positive. We feel this going very far. We actually see this as something, I'm trying to look for the right word for this because they're trying to talk to me at the ear at the same time. They said you've had many a struggle. Hold on. Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is tangible and sustainable, okay?
Wow, well, thank you so much. I'm here, I'm just taking it in. We have gone through a lot, and my life has changed so much since I moved to Hawaii last year. So it is, and the lack of communication. He's off the island a few months right now, and he is going to return. He's helping his mother with her health. He's finishing a nutritional course that he started, and he wants to. That's part of it. He's very responsible. We have a huge age difference. I'm older, but he's such a wise old soul, and I'm, you know, young and timeless in many ways. And he wants to, you know, really think about how could we make a living together, and I think that's why he left. So he didn't be struggling in some job, but he wants to, you know, actually grow into his manhood, which is very admirable. And that's lack of communication you see. But I don't want to take away from, I know you have other callers probably calling, but thank you for the positive message. And it just...
That's okay. I like to spend a little bit of time with each caller as I can. We don't have too many waiting right now, and we got plenty of time on the queue. Let me ask you today's question. Do you love yourself, and how can you show yourself that?
Yes, and I wanted to tell you that it's me, and I'm sure for many others, it's a great question you asked. I listened to it earlier in the show because I have worked on loving myself and releasing being hardware or worst enemy and guilt and all that. And I continue to do that. I continue to catch myself. There's a negative thought about me, and I catch it, and I remind myself of all that I'm proud of about me, you know, taking care of myself with healthy food, hydration, and doing my favorite thing, spending a little bit of time every day or a few days or every week doing something that I really enjoy to do. And it can be as simple as watching the sun go down.
Wonderful.
Remember,
Bhagwan wants you to know that you are enough. You have always been enough, and you have never been less than, okay? So please remember that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the work you do.
Wonderful. You are more than welcome. Jai Shri Krishna.
Jai Shri Krishna.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, wonderful. It's great to have people of all different walks of life, all different faiths calling in. I am so pleased that that happens on our show. Bringing on our next caller in a moment once more, please don't forget to visit howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. All right, our next caller today is area code 720. First three digits are 315. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Lola, I'm calling from California, and I'm just wondering about a move.
Yes, Lola. One moment, please. Okay, when are you trying to move?
I don't know yet.
Okay, you don't
just
know
wondering yet. If you see it.
Yeah, I don't know why I keep getting November, and they're telling me November. And they're saying that the move is going to be wonderful, but you're going to be able to blossom or transform into that success wherever you choose to go. But you can't stay where you are. The memory is too deep.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you understand that message?
Yep. Yep.
Awesome. So I'm going to ask you today, do you love yourself? And how can you... Oh, looks like our caller has dropped off. Okay, no problem. I'm going to go to our next caller now. Area code 504. First three digits are 344. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Deborah from Louisiana, and I was wondering if you see a job coming soon or the job I'm in changing.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're actually getting a little bit of both here. We are seeing a new job opportunity, but we are seeing changes in the workplace. Now, there's some changes that have already occurred in the workplace, and they don't seem to be very comfortable. So let me ask you what's going on there.
My manager is, what's the word, toxic. And, you know, sometimes she's nice, sometimes she's not, but she's kind of like competitive against her own people. And the place where we lease is getting difficult because they want her out, but she's digging in her heels. So it's kind of like being in a trash compactor. You're right in the middle.
Yeah, and
if I had a job, I would leave in a minute.
I understand. What's the service being provided in the workplace?
What's the what? Service? Oh, it's sales.
Sales. Okay. So that's the service. It's sales. You're selling a product or a service. Okay.
Right.
Well, I'm feeling you in a whole different area for some reason.
Awesome.
Okay. I'm seeing you out of sales. I'm seeing you doing something else. That's going to tide you over, but your business will begin. We actually see the business up and beginning to run by the mid of next year. So what are you trying to build?
I'm doing a lot of healing, and I want to write.
Excuse me. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
The writing is going to be wonderful. I'm feeling the spiritual department may be something you want to delve into with the writing. Okay?
Okay. I do like it.
Wonderful, wonderful. As far as the new job is concerned, I'm going to be a little bit more specific. Now, remember, people, that, and I'm saying this to you as the caller, but also as everybody else, I want you to understand that timelines can change. Timelines can shift around. They're very finicky, especially if you've been calling psychics for a while. You know that that can happen. But psychically, what I'm picking up on for your new position, your new job at a different place, we're seeing about 2 weeks right now. Okay.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome.
Okay. Now, what would have been awesome if you got it a month ago when everything started hitting the fan, okay? But
exactly.
What we're seeing here is that two-week time period, we're seeing that happening. We're seeing the pay as something positive. It's not going to give you a whole lot of wiggle room, but you'll be able to breathe, okay?
Okay. Do I actively pursue it, or does it find me? Sometimes I have jobs.
Pursued.
Oh, okay. So I'll keep looking like I have been.
Yes. That is the best suggestion. Let me ask you today's question. Today's question is, do you love yourself, and how do you show yourself that?
I show that I do by taking care of myself and not waiting for someone else to do it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so independency.
Yep.
Also, I would suggest inner child meditations for you. I'm still feeling some traumas from the past that I haven't quite let go of. A lot of trauma coming from the family here.
Yeah, I can relate. Yeah,
wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night. Hey. Bye-bye.
You too.
Now, just as a reminder to people here, once more, if you've already had your question answered, you're going to push the number 1 again on your phone. This will let me know that you've had your question answered. If you have not had your question answered and you have not already raised your hand by pushing number 1, you can also do that now. Once more, please don't forget to check out the website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that's howpsychic.com. for all of your private reading needs. Next caller today is area code 952. First 3 digits are 465. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Sandy. I'm calling from Minneapolis. And my son just started college yesterday, and I want to know how he's going to do that.
Ah, I see. Well, the son is actually going to do quite well. He's actually going to start off a little rocky, you know, like all kids do. I'm feeling here that he has a bit of a learning curve to go through, though. So it's going to be a bit of a wake-up call for him, a rude awakening, as we say. But I feel he's going to pass the test, if that makes sense to you. And I'm not talking about the test that they issue, but the test he has to go through spiritually right now. He was a little lost, and he's starting to find himself, and there's been a bit of a struggle there, but I think we're going to see some positive.
Okay. Will he make friends there?
I believe he will, and I think he'll do better making friends there than he has elsewhere.
Yeah, he hasn't done well in high school. I'm hoping it turns around for him.
Oh, it most certainly will. And I think that he will be able to see this thing all the way through. I feel like he might give up on quite a few projects halfway through in the past, but I'm feeling him motivated to see this all the way through.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. Forgot to ask you that question, but we're going to move it on. Area code 808, first 3 digits are 855. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, hi. You already took my call, but I got off the call a second and got back on and pressed 1. So.
Oh, okay. If I've already taken you on air, I'm going to ask you to push the number 1 on your touch tone phone, okay, when we're done. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Now we're going to go ahead and see if I've already taken this caller. I think I may have. Next caller, area code 347. First 3 digits are 463. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Hello, caller, by area code 347. First 3 digits are 463. You are now live and on air. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, yes, this is me. This is Tamika.
Oh, hi, I've already taken you. Okay, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead because we don't have anybody else waiting now. I'm going to give you a chance to go ahead and ask your question if you have any further questions for me.
Yeah, I guess when do you see me moving, if you see me moving, and do you see any change for me as far as, like, with love life or anything like that? I'm just really struggling right now. I'm feeling really hopeless in my life. Like, every day it's been I cried.
Yeah,
I cried yesterday.
I remember you from earlier. I know. But that inner confidence really needs to be raised up, honey. I mean, you are worthy, and you have to know that. You have always been enough. You have to know that. But you also have to know that what you are surrounded by right now is not a reflection of who you are. And I do see that move happening for you, and I do see you going out there by the water, okay? But I want you focused on what you can do. Because if you focus on that, you're going to get to that goal a lot faster. And I feel right now that means you're only able to put a dollar every 2 days aside for a move. Then that means you're going to have to focus on putting that dollar aside every 2 days for that move. But you're going to accomplish it sooner than later. Okay? And I want you to know what I see coming for you is going to be a great change. A change in romance, a change in your living status. I mean, you're even going to notice a change in your own family for the better. And I'm not saying they're going to completely change or become positive all the time. What I'm saying is the way that they treat you is going to be different. But the message, the generalized message right now is you have to lead by example. You want to see change. You have to be the change, okay? You want to see how you can improve your life. You have to improve your life by the actions and the choices that you make. And if you're there allowing other people to affect you, they're seeing that they can affect you, so they're going to keep pushing you. They're going to keep poking you with what they're already doing. But if you stand up for yourself, if you say, look, I am here, I am worthy, I am to be counted, then they're going to have to leave you alone, and you're going to need to do that consistently. Unfortunately, that's the situation you're in. I mean, you should never have to go through that, but you do. You're also a highly gifted individual, so you're very sensitive to other people's energies. And that means you even more so have to look up and say, look, you know, that's their energy. It's not mine. I'm only going to claim my energy. Okay?
Yeah. I was talking to someone named Mark. You see that when we stopped talking because, you know, we kept fighting, and you would think that that would have worked out, but we kept fighting. So
I
haven't spoken to him.
But
is that over?
Right now, I want you to focus on that as being over. I feel that you'll get closure with that when the timing is right, but it is not that time right now. The time is to focus on you. Okay? Because your love life and what comes in is going to be brand new, but it's going to be 10 times better than what it used to be with anybody else. And you're going to see that blossoming, and you're going to feel that blossoming. You're going to be a part of it. You're going to experience it, hon. But you're not going to ever get there until you're able to hold your own, meaning you have to stand up. You have to say, no, I'm not going to take people's bullshit. Excuse my French on the show, but you're not going to take other people's stuff and just take it on like, okay, you can bully me all the time. It's not about that. You're going to stand up and be counted now. You are strong, you are very spiritually inclined, and you have a great caring for others. But no longer are you going to let people take advantage of that. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for calling in again.
Oh.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right, now, let's see here. We have a new caller today. Area code 111. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello?
Hello, caller 111. Okay. I'm not sure what's going on there, but we're going to just go ahead and mute that one. Now, let's see here. It looks like we have a few callers we've already taken live and on air. I'm not sure if we've taken this one. I think we may have. It's 952-465. Hello, caller. Have we taken you on yet? Okay, looks like we may have. All right, we're going to go to a caller I know we've taken live already. Area code 775-762. Hello, caller. You're once more on air.
Thank you very much, Reverend. This is kind of embarrassing for me to ask, but it's important to me. Being a woman, I fastidious about my appearance, and there is a spot that has appeared on my in the middle of my forehead, right at the hairline, and it's kind of like a round section that's very noticeable where some hair has gone. The rest of my hair is fine, maybe fine, but a lot of it. But this spot is, of all the places in the world, it's right in the forehead area.
Yes, I understand.
I did ask a dermatologist.
Hold on. Two things about the appearance of this right there in the middle of the forehead by the hairline, okay? This represents your third eye opening, for one. This means that you're awakening more and more to true spirituality and true self-awareness, okay? Number two, you will be able to remove this. Number three, I'm hearing benign, so there's no harm that I feel will really come of it. Number four, okay, I'm trying to count here, but we have, trying to do math on the radio show, God, look at me, we have a suggestion for you. You want to remove this thing, correct?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I showed it to a dermatologist who's been practicing for years, and she acted very nonchalant. I don't think she was worried about it being there, but
yeah.
My concern is the loss of hair. It's about the size of a large pea, I guess, and the hair is gone. And will it grow back?
I believe the hair will grow back, okay? I'm going to give you a little bit of an unusual suggestion for the hair growth, okay? I want you to use something called emu oil, okay? It's actually oil that's come from emus, and it actually comes from their pelts. It comes from their hair, okay? Now, the way it's extracted is very humane. They don't have to kill the emu to extract it. It's just a natural oil. But it's really good on the scalp to help regrow hair and to even help thicken the hair at times, okay? Now, what I'm also going to suggest to you, if this spot is there, you may want to use a little bit of garlic oil. It smells to high heaven, but it's worth it. Yeah. You just put the tiniest little dab on it of this garlic oil. It has to be a garlic essential oil or an infused olive oil with garlic. And you would just put this on there, leave it on for the whole day, and then wash it off at night. Okay, before bed.
Okay.
Obviously, you're not going to want your pillow smelling like garlic.
No.
Okay?
Oh,
if you
wonderful.
Don't want to go that route, the only other alternative, it's less, it's a little bit less effective, but still just, still effective, just not as effective as the garlic. You can always go to an orange essential oil derived from the orange peel. And you can go ahead and use that on the spot, just the tiniest little bit. Same method all day long. Wash it off at night.
That sounds great. So you're saying I will get the hair back in that area. I mean, it is raised somewhat, but I've had it looked at by a professional, and she's not worried about it. But it's the cosmetic issue that's bothering me.
Yeah, that's why I'm giving you the suggestions here. One, to regrow the hair, and number two, to remove it. Now, this is a home remedy. I am not a doctor. I am not claiming to be a doctor. I just know a little tiny bit about homeopathic remedies. Okay?
I like homeopathic. So when do you see me getting the hair back after following your instruction?
As far as me seeing the hair growth coming back, it could vary anywhere between 1 week to about a week and a half.
Oh, that's pretty quick. Wow. And I don't need to see a specialist, or should I go be referred to another dermatologist or go to a private?
I would suggest do the homeopathy, okay? Try that out for a little bit. It doesn't succeed for everybody, but it does have a good success rate. So try that out. If that doesn't succeed, then I would go and get the opinion of a dermatologist, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you. I will do that. And it was exciting speaking to you, I must say. It was like I came home, and this, or like I've been, or I was in China, and oh, I found somebody who speaks English. So,
oh, wow.
Very, very, very enjoyable.
Wonderful. Thank you. Well, I do offer private sessions as well. I can give you my direct line if you'd like that.
Oh, I would. I am going through Chapter 7 right now, but I'm going to send myself an email. Let me go into my cell phone real quick. And what is that phone number, sir?
When you're ready, let me know.
I am ready.
Okay. The phone number is 443-319-3366, okay? And private sessions are extremely affordable. We really provide Nordstrom quality for Walmart pricing, so don't worry about it.
I can identify with that. And would I be able to send you an email?
I don't really work with email very much because I get so many emails, so I just stopped doing that altogether. It's a lot faster and more efficient with text messaging or a straight-up phone call.
Okay. All right. Well, I was going to send you a picture of myself because I know sometimes people with psychic or clairvoyant abilities.
Yeah, that can help greatly. The only reason I look at pictures is really to see if a person has a demonic attachment or possession, because I work as an exorcist as well, and I've been doing that for just about as long. So I don't feel I'm going to need one from you. I do appreciate it.
I am a Christian through and through, I promise you. I'm an extremely kind and good person.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you have a great evening, and it's great to meet you.
Wonderful, exciting to meet you. God bless. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right, let's see here. We're going to try that 111 again. Let's see here. 111, 111. Hello, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. My name is Melissa. I'm from Colorado.
Yes, hi, Melissa. We tried to bring you on air just a little bit earlier, and there was a lot of noise. I don't think you understood we were trying to bring you on.
Well, it was very kind for you to come back and check. That's very quality. Thank you very much. Appreciate
that. How can
I
help you today?
For that. Yeah, I have a question, please. I saw your profile. It's very interesting. Very interesting. I'd like to know, there's this male where I live, from Hispanic, starts with a little R, R-O,
okay.
And he's like over 60. He's been being real. I'd like to know, what do you see happening? Like, he's been like really aggressive. To the owner, because he's been misbehaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you know.
Okay. ¿Cómo se? You speak Spanish?
Yes.
Okay. Let me say this, okay? ¿Cómo se? No bueno. So he's no good, okay? But right now I have a spirit talking to me, and I'm trying to think of a way of saying the name respectfully, but I'm just going to say it, okay? So give me one moment. I'm going to move something out the way here. Okay. Santísimo Muerte. You know that?
Oh, he's dying?
Ah, you get what I'm saying. Okay. So
yeah.
What is the person's health condition right now?
Don't know, but do not know.
Okay. Do they look ill? Do they, like, I'm getting addiction here as well. Is there a drinking problem?
I think when he's done construction, I see him, like, smoking or tobacco products.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not getting a good feeling from this situation. I'm feeling like this situation's going to end sooner than later. And there is a message attached to this from Santissimo Morte that you really need to remove this situation. And the only way to do that is to go away from it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm receiving right now is that this person is headed down a path that is no good. Now, for our listeners, Santissimo Morte means most holy death, okay? And it's really an ideal of the spirit of death or the angel of death. And what I do is I work with all different types of angels, all different types of spirits. As the caller right now understands this, Santissimo Morte is a message that I'm getting directly from that spirit, and it's not a very good feeling. You're in a situation right now where this person is possessed, okay? This person is possessed by demonic forces, demonic energy, and this person is not living a good, healthy spiritual life to any degree. And this person has a lot of healing that they have not done, but a lot of trauma, a lot of family issues, a lot of problems in the familia that is no good. So for you, dear caller, I'm trying to warn you right now, because this energy can transfer to you and it can transfer to the people that are around it. And you really need to, you know, you really need to remove yourself from that energy very quickly.
Oh, I'm thinking positive and praying.
Yeah, praying and being positive is wonderful, especially when it's done with passion. It's very effective. But I feel what you have to do is you have to take physical action. Okay, and I'm not saying to go and hurt the individual, because by no means, but you need to do everything you can to provide yourself a way out.
Example.
Okay. For example, work on dinero, work on, you know, getting a different job, work on situations that lead you away from it.
Okay.
That is something you do not want to be connected to. They have a lot of bad karma, and that karma can very easily transfer over. Do you also understand the term brujería?
Yes.
Okay. What this individual is suffering from has also come from a bruja that has placed it on them. Okay, we are dealing with a curse, a crossing, a hex, a possession here. So I really suggest you give me a private call, because I can give you further assistance through that. Unfortunately, there's only so much I can tell you over the radio show.
Okay, I'll do that. So in the meantime, what prayer do I keep praying? Because I don't want it to come near me. I mean, I
understand. You know, that's a great question. I want you to use Psalms 91, 23, okay? 91
okay.
And 23.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're very basic and very well known, but they're also very powerful. You may also want to use St. Michael's prayer. San Miguel, use his prayer, okay?
Okay.
All right, wonderful.
Okay.
Do you have a pen and paper? I'm going to go ahead and give you my number, because you're going to need a cleansing. You need to get the energy that's already come on you off.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, the phone number is 443-319-3366. Once more, that's 443-319-3366, okay?
And sir, before you leave, do you see him like leaving the area? Yes or no? Pretty soon.
I honestly don't see him leaving the area anytime real soon. I feel like what's going to happen before that can even occur is it's not going to happen, because he's going down a very dark path. He's going to be destroyed before he can even leave.
Oh, he's dying, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I will give you a call. Thank you very much for helping people like us. Thank you for your time.
Gracias, gracias. Eshe.
Oh, sorry.
All right. So as our callers understand by now, I cater to people of all walks of life, all different backgrounds, all different types of faith, because God is everywhere and is in everything. God has many names and many faces, but it's all one in the end. Remember, everyone, love yourselves as God loves you. God is a supreme being and thus for has no need for judgment and does not judge you. It is us that condemns ourselves. Remember the energy that we are around every day, the energy we expose ourselves to. We also put ourselves in harm's way if we are not careful, because if we expose ourselves to negative energy, all we're ever going to see in our lives is negative. If we expose ourselves to positive energy, then we will see positive. But sometimes people are stuck in situations or get into situations they're unaware of, which is completely understandable, and then they become aware of how dark or negative those situations are later, and they're kind of stuck there because they don't have means to get away or means to do differently. So you have to make the best of what you have, and unfortunately, sometimes that means you have to build yourself in a different direction instead of just taking off. So I want to thank once more everyone for calling in to today's show. It looks like we're going to have just enough time to bring one more caller back on air that may have already been on air. We're going to use area code 917. First three digits are 721. Hello, caller. You are now live. Hello. Okay. It sounds like someone's falling asleep there. All right, we're going to try, let's see here, who are we going to bring back on air? Area code 770-322. Hello, caller, I believe we've already taken you on air.
Oh, hello, yes, I just tuned in.
Oh, you just tuned in, great, okay.
Yeah,
you didn't have your hand raised, so let me ask you, do you have any questions today?
No, I don't have any particular question, but you can just tell me what you see.
All right, that works for me. Wonderful. Okay, let me see here.
Okay.
May I have your first name and where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia. My first name is Louise.
You're here in Georgia.
Yes, I am, yes.
And your name was?
Louise,
okay, wonderful. Well, not I'm
Louise.
Over here in Marietta.
Oh, okay. I know that area. Well, I know where you are, but I don't know the area.
I understand,
but,
yeah. I'm not too far away from the square. Mm-hmm.
A half hour, yeah.
All right, Louise. Well, you know, one thing that I'm really picking up on here is that you've been waiting on something to happen. And you've been waiting on this to happen for at least a few months now. As I tune in, I'm getting more and more. I'm actually seeing two things. I'm seeing the love life balancing out. That hasn't quite happened yet. And then I'm seeing the money struggle here, okay? I'm feeling like the money struggle, we're going to actually have some improvement before this month is out. So I think that's going to be very good for you. Then the romantic department. I'm sorry?
I said fantastic.
Wonderful. Then with the romantic department, we're having a little bit more of an issue there. There's definitely a communication issue. I'm actually getting, though, that there's improvement around the mid of next month, which is going to be very positive for you. I'm feeling like it's a breath of fresh air, if that makes sense, because that's the term that's coming to me, a breath of fresh air.
Yes, it does make sense, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm feeling like, you know, you're not going to have the same downfall that we've seen with others. This is more unique than that. There's a bigger connection here.
Oh, I love it.
Wonderful.
I love it.
And then also you were waiting on something that was owed to you. And I'm guessing this is financial as well.
Yeah, there is money that's owed to me, yes.
Okay, and this person or this place has not provided it or really communicated anything. It's like you don't know anything right now.
No, I don't. No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was waiting
that...
for.
Go ahead.
I mean.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say yes. I was waiting to get my ex-husband 50% of 50% of his retirement pension plan.
Yes.
And I put
okay.
in for it last December, but I have not heard from him.
Yes, I understand.
VA administration.
Uh-huh. Well, what I'm getting is that this is going to be resolved, but there's a little bit more action required from your end, okay? Because
okay.
right now I'm like, okay, this is something I'm getting the message. You just got to give it a little kick, okay? Unfortunately, you've had to give it a lot of kicks already. But I'm feeling this
well,
is something you have to...
the last thing they asked for, I sent it in last December 2017, and now it
yeah.
is August 2018, and I think they might be a little backlog. I'm not, you know, I'm thinking that's what in my mind.
Yeah, that's pretty.
I
much
didn't
want to
call.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much what's going on. But we're getting the sense that you need to. Okay.
Okay, I need to kick up, give a little nudge. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, get a cast iron skillet, honey. They work wonderfully. not really, but I'm just playing with you. I'm not trying to have you go out and hurt nobody, but, you know, I'm a little old school, okay?
That would definitely get their attention.
Yeah.
Okay. So the love life is going to be open up next month, and it's going to be good for me, and I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that, too.
You know, the strange part, though, is usually I see a person actually out there searching for it, but I feel like you're just sitting back and you're kind of happy. You're like, okay, I'm just doing me right now. You're not even looking for it no more. And you know what?
Take care of me, yes.
Because that's when it comes in. Uh-huh.
Yes, take care of me, yes. Hopefully it'd be someone that could show that knows how to really give a woman attention and love her, you know. In return, receive also.
Of course.
Yes.
Well, we also have a theme for today, and I think you'll be very good at this. We have a question that's going around the show today. Do you love yourself, and how do you show yourself that every day?
Oh, my big hugs.
Wonderful.
Big hugs. Look in the mirror and look at my eyes and say, I love you. Big hug.
Wonderful.
Just be grateful.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And how long have you been gifted, hon? Because I see a lot of gifts within you here.
All my life.
Okay.
All my
Wonderful.
Life.
Wonderful. That's a great answer, you know. That's the best answer you can give. And why
my life.
Is it
I can think back from a little girl all my life.
Yes.
Could
yes.
I use it to help others?
I most certainly can. That's why you have
so
it.
Someone told me that
uh-huh.
today. A
yeah.
friend told me
yeah.
that. You're very spiritual and don't even know it. And I thought, maybe I could just go help others.
Well, you know it's the truth. Okay?
Okay.
But I also want to ask you, I'm feeling like you abandoned the gift a while back because of trauma. And now you're just getting back in tune with it.
Well, you know, I never... because of trauma? No, not because of. I didn't abandon it. It's always been. I've had. What has happened to me is I've had people that really wanted to work with me, but for some reason I'm not ready. I don't think so. I kind of shied away from it.
Okay, I got you. You know, well, sometimes we're just a little afraid of what we don't fully understand. And I'm not saying that it's a fear of yours. I'm just saying for our callers and our listeners how, you know, different things may lead us away from our spiritual gifts. I feel that you're highly empathic. You absorb other people's emotions like it was nobody's business, okay? Which means you're also very sensitive to energy, and you must make sure that you're staying away from large, active crowds because you'll get overwhelmed very quickly that way.
Very true. And I also hear and I see.
Yes, you do. You're very clairvoyant, very clear audience.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you, Reverend.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I go back and listen to the archives and get your number off of. I decided to take a ride to Marietta one day.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I can give you my number if you'd like. It's right here on the show page.
I know you gave it out. The last person I think you gave it out to, and I will, because I don't have a pen in front of me, but I would definitely go back and listen to the show.
Wonderful. All right. Well, it's
really
also under the show description when you're ready. But I thank you for calling in, and you have a great evening, okay? God bless.
Thank you, Reverend. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Once more, everyone, we want to thank everyone for calling in, listening to today's show. That's all we have time for today. Once more, remember, love yourself and show yourself that love every day, as it is important. And a lot of times we go through life trying to depend our self-worth or value upon the opinions of others, but it is not their opinions that truly matters. It is our own. Once more, this has been Reverend Adam. You have been listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Namaste, love, light, and good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste, love, and healing.